We are on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. More or less the middle of the Amid. Av Yoichan and Rami, Ksiv Zor. The Ksiv by the Zer is Zayin Reish. Zor, Aloshin Zorus. The Korinon Zer. And the Kri is Zer. So we have a Ksiv and a Kri. So it's telling us that Be'etzem Teire can be a Zer or a Zocha, if a person is Zeiche, Nasis Loi Zer. So he's Zeiche to the Kesel Teire, the Teire crowns him. Loi Zocha, if he wasn't Zeiche, Zocha Himenu. So it becomes estranged from him. Let us see what Rashi says. Zer, Zocha, what does Zocha mean? So Rashi says two things. Lumaid lishma ulekaima. So if he does these both things, he's learning lishma and he's mekaim what he learns, then it becomes a zeh. If he loy zocha, zocha mishtakechas mimeno. So it's not dovuk to him, it doesn't become a chelik of him. It becomes mishtakechas mimeno, it becomes estranged from him. Zog de Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yochanan Rami. Ksiv osiso lecho aron eitz. There was a tzivui to Moshe Rabbeinu to make the aron. Uksiv v'osu aron atzei shitim. Klal Yisrael should make the aron. So lecheret stiridik is mikan le talmud chochem shebnei iroi mitzuvim lasis le malachtoi. So that's a chiyuv, fakir techiyuv is taka to Moshe Rabbeinu, but the tzibur is like muskorim loy, they're mechuyiv to do his chiyuvim, to be mamale his chiyuvim, his malachis. So memel that sham de va'osu. Look, the Rashi, mitzuvin lasis malachtoi, sheha'orein bitchila itala kosov ha'malache, al Moshe, v'achakach itilu ala tzibur. So Rashi has a merdeka kasha, it says in Shemois va'osu, it says in Devorim va'osiso. So, asmachta ba'almu dekoma. The Gemara is using this also in asmachta. Zog the Gemara weiter. It says by the orin, mi bayis umichut tetzapenu, that it was coated, gold plated from the inside and the outside. Omar Rove kol Talmud Chochem shein toichoi keboroi einoi Talmud Chochem. The Orin was the symbol of the Talmud Chochem, the mokim where the Torah is was put into it. That's the Talmud Chochem. So there was zov toir mi bayis and mi chutz. So if it's not toichoi keboroi, if it only glistens on the outside. It glitters on the outside, but on the inside it's not zof toyer, so that's not a Talmud Chochem. Abaye v'teime rabbe barula omar, not only is not a Talmud Chochem, nikro nisav, he's a te'eva. Shenema avki nisav v'nelach. Nelach is a loshen of sirchein. He's mesuiv, and he's musrach. Ish shoyse kamayim avlo. So Rashi says, Ish shoyse toire kamayim. He mitzad echot, he's learning toire, v'yesh boy avlo. But he's doing avlos also. So he's shoyse kamayim. He's drinking toire like mayim, and he's doing avlos as such a person is nisa v'nelach. Omar Rabbi Yonasan Maidach Siv Lomoze Mechir Biyad Ksil Liknois Chochmo Velev Oyin. What kind of a business is this? He purchases Chochme Velev Oyin. Oy Lahem Lesaineim Shel Tamide Chachomim Shaiskim Betoire Ve'ein Behem Yira Shamayim. They don't have Yira Shamayim. So Lev is going on Yira Shamayim. So at Chochme, without Yerushamayim, it's an oy. Machiz Rabbi Yanai, chaval al de lesle darte, Chaval, a person who does not have a chotza, v'taro l'darta ovid. And he made a entrance to the chotza, and he doesn't have the chotza. Let us see Rashi. Darta chotza. V'taro l'darta ovid. Sha'toira eina elo shar, likonis bo l'yire shamay. The Torah is the entrance, the psiche, to enter into Yerushalayim. L'kach tzorich shetagdem lo Yerushalayim. So therefore he needs a hakdome of Yerushalayim. Now, I didn't understand Rashi. Later found Bemis and the Sfasemis is Meiridis. From Rashi we see as follows. The Yerushalayim is called a chotzer. The Torah is the entrance to the Chotzer. So if you have an entrance without a Chotzer, so it's ridiculous. That we understand. You don't have a Chotzer, and you have an entrance without a Chotzer. L'kachzer shetagdem lo Yerushalayim. Therefore, he has to be magdem the Yerushalayim. The Shaila is, so how could you be magdem Yerushalayim if you don't have a shar likonis boy? A kaponim, it would seem from Rashi that the entrance to Yerushalayim is through Torah. So l'chayre, so what shall he should be magdim the Yerushalayim before the shar? So how does he get to the Yerushalayim without the shar? What is pshat in Rashi? Tzor shetagdem lo Yerushalayim. Perhaps pshat in Rashi is there's Yerushalayim without a shar, and there's a knisa to Yerushalayim. That means could be we say in the davening who yiftach libeinu b'seirosoi. So it seems from this that this the Torah is Peseach the Leiv, who yiftach libeinu b'seirosoi. After the Leiv is open, v'yosem b'libeinu, after it is open, ahavosoi v'yirosoi. That means that there's a knisa of yire b'seich levovoi. Who opened up the Leiv? The Leiv, the Torah opened up the Leiv. That is a knisa of Yire into him. So it could be, but there's a Yire Shamayim afilu with a Leiv Otum. That means that's a Darge, that there's Yire in the Leiv. That's a Darge, the napshat is that it's not Shayach, a Yire Shamayim without a Leiv. That's a, mein Dachsma, the Weltzuk, the Weltel, the Samtem, so the world says that you should put these dvorim alavavchem, and when there'll be an Esa Kosher, when the Leiv will open up, so they'll fall in. There's a b'china of alavavchem, and then there's a b'china of nichnas b'seich aleiv. One has to make sure that al kaponim, he should have the Yerushalayim alav over. It's not nichnas bo. There's no knise. Knise is a bigger madrege. But al kaponim, that comes through Torah. But it seems from Rashi that there's a Yerushalayim that one can have before the knisa. So that was the taina. So the taina was they're making the oifen haknisa, and they're making the oifen haknisa without the tachlis, which is Yerushalayim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amalu Rav l'Rabbonim. B'matusa minaychu. Rove told the Rabbonim, B'matusa minaychu, leitirsun tarti gehenna. I beseech you, I beg of you, you shouldn't have two gehennems. Amuyim diki gemore. Rashi says, tarti gehennem, liyais yigeyim v'ameilem b'teire b'oilam azeh. You'll be yigeyim v'ameilem b'teire b'oilam azeh, b'loi tekayimua. You won't be mekayim what you're learning. B'tirshu gehenem b'moyschem. So since you were in Mekayim, what you learned, so you're going to get Vachamu Gehenem. Ubechayechem loine neisim boilamchem. You didn't have Olam Hazza either. You were Yegeim Bateire, you are Melem Bateire. So you did not derive benefits from Olam Hazza. So the Olam Hazza was also a Gehenem. And then you're going to get Gehenem later also. It's Muyim Dik that Rabbi told us the Rabbonon, I mean, who are we speaking to? If someone will give a drosha for a Reformed Rabbi, Memela will tell them, Tirso Tarti, you're learning, you're Geyim, Amelim, you're not Makayim. No, I hear the drosha. So but Rabbi told us, Amalu Rabbi le Rabbonon b'matusa minaychem leitirsan tarti gehen. Leidach Gisa we see from Rashi, a person could be a Yogeya and Amal b'teire, and we're speaking about which Chazal consider a Yogeya and an Amal b'teire, and he could be Yerush Gehenim. The Yavitz is Moisef and Rashi, you'll get Gehenim for the learning also, he says. L'rosh Amal Kimal L'chol Asapa Chukai. She'll be Nenash for the learning also. Even a Yogeya and a Amal. L'chayra, how do we understand the Medrash? The Medrash says in Eicha, Alavai Oisi Yazovi V'terosi Shamoru, Shamoru Shabo Yechzaren Alamutov. That it could be a b'china full of oisi yazovu, and there's a haftoche of amoyr shaboy yachsiren olamutov. A person should be a yogeya and an omul b'toire. We'll get two gehenims. And how do you also understand Elisha Acher, that he was a mashuna de keroshe? And the Baskel came out, but since he learned a lot of Torah, so he didn't go to Gehenim. But there was a Baskel, he won't get Gan Eden, but he wouldn't go to Gehenim, and Rameir, and Rabbi Yochanan, and Gepoil, that he should go into Gehenim in order to get to Gan Eden. But upon him, we see the Torah was Megan on him. Here we see a person to be a Yogeya and a Omel, and it's Tarti Gehenim. And this Rabbi told to the Rabbonon. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, May der si v'zois ha-toirah she-som Moshe. So, question is medayik, the Loshon som. Zocho nasis lo-i sam. So, som me-hidashon is the Loshon sam. Zocho nasis lo-i sam chayim, v'zocho nasis lo-i sam mise. Haynu de omarove de umen lo sama de chayid le umen lo sama de meisa. Rei Mesode says a very interesting pshat. Samayra de kezach, the Torah is a sama de meisa. It brings with it misa. So the Rei Mesode says that the pasuk is medik meduyik v'zeis ha-teira she-som Moshe. We're speaking about the teira that Moshe Rabbeinu gave. He says Moshe Rabbeinu ba'arvis moyav gave to Klal Yisrael the pilpul de'araisa. Moshe was a teiv ayin, and the koyach ha-pilpul that was given to him, he gave it to Klal Yisrael. Koyach ha-pilpul is a koyach to be mechadish chidushei Torah. So he says, the person is a koyach ha-chidush, and we'll see, and he's learning shaloi lishma, so taka sama de maisa. That means, if you can have someone who's davineinu arisa ketalmet chochem, you can come over to him for a heter, and he'll give you a heter. He'll figure out a heter. So, Mamel, that's what's called Teirah Shalei Lishma. He's learning. He has Gevaldike Yedis. He could could make a host of Torah and be matter Yisurim. The Torah is the Rebbeinu Shalom story. We have to know what is the Rotz in Hashem. Does the Rebbeinu Shalom want to be matter? Does the Rebbeinu Shalom want to answer? Pilpula de Reise can be a Sam HaMovis. That means Fakerta becomes a Derech HaVeri. You can build, you can have a tshuva, and you can build on this, and you make your Yisoides, and everything is built from a Negiyah of Shaloi Lishma. So then his Yediyas is not a Sam HaChaim, it's a Sam HaMovis. It's Maimis him, and it's Maimis all those who follow his teachings. The Ian Yaki wants to say, Asher Som, Zois HaTorah Asher Som Moshe. So Asher is a Lishne de Iboi, if he wants. And Som is interchangeable for shame. The Iboi, it could be Shem Shamayim. The Iboi, if he wants, it could be the shame other Pnias. So Memela, this is that Torah is a Sam, could be a Sam HaChaim or a Sam HaMovis. The Umin law, the Menachem Eshev Nefesh says Umin is a Loshen Umnis. The Umin, if the Umnis is law, L'shem Torah, Sam HaDechaya. The Loi Umin law, the Umnis is not L'shem Torah, the Umnis is L'shem different reasons. He's being Mefalpo B'Torah, he's being Mechadish B'Torah. We have to find a heter, we have to do other things. So that's some of the moisa. Omar Rabbi Shmur ban Achmeini, Rabbi Yonis and Rami, Ksiv Pikudi Hashem Yeshorim Mesam Chelek. The Dvar Hashem is Mesameach. Ksiv, and it says, Imras Hashem Tzrufa. Tzruf is a loshen of Tziruf, of Yisurim, of Gehenim, Rashi said, so Fossi Rashi is the latest Loshen Yisurim and Gehenim. Here, Torah is Mesameach, and Torah can be, bring Yisurim on him. Zocha Mesamchosoi, if he was Zoiche, is Mesamchosoi. Loi Zocha Tzeo Fossoi. If he wasn't Zoiche, it's Tzeo Fossoi. Now, what is Pshat in this? Perhaps we could say, what's the Zocha, what's the Loi Zocha? Perhaps we could say Pshat in this Gemara, there's a Moiridike Goin. The Goin says Pshat, in the Gemara Tarif, Kamota, Likhi, but they also think Moses says Torah can be a Samachaim, a Samamovis. But there the Goyin says it's a different vote. The Goyin says that Torah is Nimshal to Motor, to rain. He says, what grows from rain? Rain is a Koyach that's Matzmiach and Megadol. What will grow from the rain? So the Goyin says, whatever was planted, that's what will grow. If you planted some hamovis and it rains, you'll have a bumper crop of some hamovis. If you planted tvue, some achayim, you'll have a bumper crop of some achayim. Teire is matzmiach and megadol, whatever, it's nimshel, lamota, whatever it rains upon. So he says, it matters what the person is. If the person has tina beliboy and he's given teire, so be a greater tina beliboy. If he's the Tahoya Leiv, so then he'll be a greater Tahoya Leiv. So it could be that is Pshat in the Gemara, Zocha and Loi Zocha. Zocha could be Zalosh and Zach, if he's pure. Zocha, if he's Zach, is Misam Chosoi. Loi Zocha, if he's not Zach, Tzor Fosoi, so he'll get Yisurim from this Torah. Tzor Fosoi, Lim, Tzor Fosoi. Reishlaki shama migufi dekro nafke, you don't need the Vienna posik. Zocha tzerfose lechayim, reizocha tzerfose lemise. That means, tachsach med, it means, tzrufe could mean purifying, and there could be two types of purification. It could be a purification of aliyah, and it could be tzerfose of kliya also, of the yisurim ibegehenim. It's a different type of purification. בצרפוסי למיסה. יראת השם תהירה עמדס לעד, אומר רבי חנינא זה עלי מתהירה בתהר. ארז עלי מתהירה בתהר, מהי נעשה אישה ואחר כך לי מתהירה. זאת רעשי, נעשה אישה ניצל מהירור עבירה. שרץ בתהר. I really don't understand how the limit goes. The Pasuk speaks about Yiras Hashem Tahira Imedes Lahat, speaking about a Tahare of Yiras Hashem, and all of a sudden we say, Zehaloi me Tahire betahare. Then we jump to Tahire. Zehaloi me Tahire betahare. Unless it means if a person is Lema Teire Betare, he can be assured that will be Zeiche, this will be a Tare, a Knesset to Yerushamayim, like we had before. Eidus Hashem Nemone, Omer Abchiyah Barabe, Nemone Hi Lohoid Bilaim Deho. The Teire is Nemon Lohoid Bilaim Deho. Sarashi says, Mi kayim u mi loy kayim. The Torah will be made b'loim deo, who was mekayim what they learned and who was not mekayim. The Tesis Yishonah Matzasei Asekim Sharan Davayin Gimel Amad Aleph Boid Matzina Lefrushei Nemenesi Lohoid Shekol Ha'oisik B'Torah Mibifnim Teirosai Machrezes Olav Mibachutz ידושינם במייד קוטן, מבחויבו, מחוכמי ספחוץ תרוינו. But the Torah is מפרסם who the loim dema. When a person wants to be a tzanua, abo kaponim, the Torah is מחז עולו. So that shot, that the Torah is נאמנסי לאוי to be מייד and to be מפרסם בלוים דהו. Mora says, it says, Maisei Hoi came. There was embroidery, Maisei Hoi Shev. Amar Rabbi Lozor, Sheroikmim B'mokim Shechoishvim. Let us see what Rashi says. Sheroikmim B'mokim Shechoishvim, B'tchilu M'sakin Atzur Ala Beged. Hayidei Tzeva, they made an outline on the Beged. V'chalkach Roikma B'machat. So it wasn't a Rikime without a cheshbin. Now there was a cheshiv, there was a cheshbin where exactly to make the rikime, the rikimo, and then, so there was cheshiv, and then roikim. Tone mishmeidir at nechemie, roikim maisei machat. Embroidery was done with, that was needlework, lefikach parts of echot. Therefore, it was only on one side it could be embroidered, or Rashi Vaistoy Sahil on both sides, but it's parts of Echad, it's the same Tzure. Choyshev Maisei Oirei, Lefikach Shnei Partsufois. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Choyshev Maisei Oirei, Sheyesh Lo Liyeriye Shtei Kirois. The Yeriye has two balls. And there are two distinct tzures on each wall. So the mamish two partsufim. But by rekime you can't have two tzures. Erikimi, you could have the same embroidery on both sides, the same design on both sides, but you can't have a different parts of on the other side. In the Sefer Maisei Oireg, he explains this. How is it that way that by Erige you could have two parts of him? On each side you could have two parts of him. So he explains that when you're weaving, you have the chutei hashesi. You have the chutei hashesi. You have, let's say, 10 chutei hashesi. If you put, it's called a shed, which is really a board that is mafrid. Let's say you have 10 chutei hashesi, you are mafrid the chutei hashesi 5 from 5. That means that 5 are protruding out and 5 are protruding the opposite direction. So then, be'emesin, you have one material, which was 10 chutei hashesi, and now you can weave on the outer side and on the inner side, with the shed that separates the two chutei hashesi. So memela, so by weaving it is possible, you have two walls, you can have two distinct walls by weaving. So therefore, it could shaykh to have shtei partsufin, masha'enkein by hikama, you can only have one partsuf. Zakhti gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishnah, Be'ilu nisholim be'urim betumim. He also rabdimi omar begodim shekain godol mishamish behen mishuach mulchomo mishamish behen. That just like a kain godol's mishamish b'shmeine begodim, so the kain that was nismane to be mishuach mulchomo, he spoke to the anshei tzaveh before they left out on mulchomo. That was called the Kain Meshuach Mulchomo. So he also wore Shmeine Begodim. Shenema. So being the pasuk, when did he wear the Shmeine Begodim? Supposedly he wore the Shmeine Begodim when he did the Avodah. But this Meshuach Mulchomo wore Shmeine Begodim. That's what Rabdimi is telling us. Shenema. Ubigdei HaKodesh Asher La'arim. The big day akoidish ashel aharon, that means the shmeina begodim, yulabonov. These will be for his children. That means if the children will take over the kahuna gedoyle, so they'll be for the children. Number one. And achov, and it'll be for the achov. Lemi shebo begdula achov. So the Rishash explains, that means there's the second gedula, that means there's this Gdula, there's a Gdula of Kohen Gadol. And there's a second Gdula, there's a Gdula for a Kohuna, a Darga of Kohuna, which is next in line. Lemisha Bob Gdula Achav, the second Darga of Kohuna, that's a Meshuach Mohammed. So the Pasuk says, Ubigdi HaKodesh Shal'aren Yil Abonav, if they'll be Kahanim Gdolim, and they'll be Yil La'achov, l'misha bo begdu la'achov. That is a Meshuach Mulchomo. The Rishash time is the Loshon of Rashi is very unclear, so let's not learn Rashi. And Rashi explains this Loshon. Al Kaponim, Rabdimi said that a Meshuach Mulchomo, when he does the Avodah, he wears Shemayne Begodim. Mosiv Rav Ada Barabe, Ramro Lakadi, Yochel yebnoi shal meshuach mochon meshamesh tachtov kederech shebnoi shal kain godl meshamesh tachtov. Now this Barais is speaking about the adine Yerusha of minuyim. There's a minuy of a kain godl, and there the din is that if his bonim are zoiche to vimamalim mekoimoi, so they have a din kedime. By Meshuach Mulchomo, there's no din kedime. Yochel yebnei shal Meshuach Mulchomo meshamesh tachtov, kederech shebnei shal kohen gadol meshamesh tachtov. Talmud loimar shivas yomim yilboshom hakohen tachtov mibonot. Asher yavoy el ohel moed. So mi sheroi lovel ohel moed, then it's tachtov mibonot, a kohen gadol. If he's a kohen, that's Yovei El Moed, he can go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. So he has a This is a minui which goes over Beyerusha. But if he's not a Kohen Gadol, so he's not Chozi Loyal Moit, so his minui does not go over Beyerusha. Vim Isa, if Rav Dimi is right, that when he does the Avoida, he does the Avoida with Shemayna Begodim, Merzi Chazi is also called Chazi Lo'il Moed, because we'll see in Rashi, Chazi Lo'il Moed means a kind of wish Shemayna Begodim. So why are we Mamayet a Meshuach Muhammad from the, that his Minui does not go over by Yerusha? Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Hochikoma, Kol she'iker mishichosoi lo'oyel moed. The drash lo'oyel moed is that the mishicha was le'tzorech oyel moed. So that minui goes over. Yotzezeh she'iker mishichosoi le'mulchama. This is the mishicha is le'mulchama. So me'mele, so therefore, and that is no din minui. Let us see Rashi. Yochel yebnoi shal Meshuach Mochama Meshamesh Tachto, Yochel te gdulas Meshuach Mochama Yerusha liyayis bnoi koidam lecholodom, kederech shebnoi shal koyen godl Meshamesh Tachto. And Rashi says, reishe de brais ochi tangla, but there is koinim gabi yasira seifer. The brais is speaking about yasira seifer, and it says as follows, va koyen ha Mashiach, Ein li el Moshiach, that a Moshiach, that if he became a Kohen Gadol through Moshiach, b'shem en ha-mishcha. B'rubi b'godim inayim, how do you know if he became a Kohen Gadol through ribui b'godim, tamaloyim v'ha-kohen. So now we know that a Kohen that became Kohen Gadol through ribui b'godim, he also brings a Sira Saifa. Yachol shani ma'ar ba'af mishuach mochom, he also brings a Sira Saifa, tamaloyim Tachtov mi bonov, mi shebnei oime tachtov, yotze mishuch, mochome shebnei oime tachtov. So that's the beginning of the Braisa, which we didn't have. So now the Braisa continues, minayin la mishuch, mochome, shebnei oime tachtov. How do you know this goofy? Tamaloi mishi b'shamin yulboshim akoyim, yotze seshin roi lovi olay ilmoyeg, v'sharis bakoydish. Gabi Kohen Gadol Tanya Beduch Tachiti Beteres Koinim Lachayim Tachasoviv Belamid Sheben Koidim Lachol Odom. That a Ben is Koidim Lachol Odom Yochalaf Pishem Emali Es Mekoimoi Talmud Loima Vashay Yemala. If he's Yeroi Lamali Es Mekoimoi, so Lamaise, he is a Din Kedime to take over the meaning of his father. Talmud loy ma sheyov el moyd mishrei lov el moyd besheis ba kodesh be me kipurim ol man yoym lo tachtov mi bono ve shbne ye tachtov yotz ze sheine goy the lav kein godel so we see he's not roy loy may is not a kein godel so he does there's no din of mini tachtov be mise de bechas godim um mishamish kol ashone if the Meshuach Muhammad does the avoid the Bechaz Begodim, Hainami Merzi Chazi, she's also Chazi Loyal Moid. V'chsi v'yem Kippurim v'chi v'akoyin ha-shayim sh'achoyisoy v'ashayyamale yes yodoy. What is yamale yes yodoy? I mean, v'chol milu yodayim v'idei ha-begodim v'ok, v'chsi v'bidei ha-kodish shal are. So me'mele you see the shaykh ha-milu through ribui begodim. So Mamele, so if you say where's Ribui Begodim, so that goof alone should be Machshel the Meshuach Mochome to do the Avodah Shem HaKippurim. So the Gemara says no. The Dawit says a little more that there was the whole Minui, the whole Ribui was Letzorech Oyel Moed. Not it was a Ribui Letzorech Meshuach Mochome, and now he does the Avodah B'Shemayne Begodim. Meisvei, so we must now know the kasha on Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi was machadish that a kain god, that a kain mishuch mochomo weish meine begode. Meisvei leshu a kasha. It says in the barais, a mishuch mochome in a mishamish loy barbo ke kain hedyit, the loy bishmoine ke kain godo. So you see, klo not like Rav Dimi. It says klo that he does not weish meine begode. Amalei Abaye, he says, I don't understand you. So you say this is a stira teravdimi. El azor mashvisle. It's what he's azor. That zikha doesn't make sense. That means a koin meshuach, meshuach mochome. So good. It says he doesn't wear shemayin the begot. Good. That's a kashin teravdimi. But he doesn't wear abo begotim. He became azor. Elo, you know what pshat is fakir? This is demis in a raya teravdimi. Elo ke koin godo mishum eiva. He doesn't wear, doesn't do that boy with Shmoyne, but God and Mishum Eva. This might bring about a sin between the Kohen Gadol and him. It's a competition, some Emele, so that's why he doesn't do that boy with Shmoyne, but God. Because in Hedit, why doesn't he do that boy above Godim? Shemalim Bekoidish, Veloy Meridin, Abfudin of Malim Bekoidish. Let us see what Rashi says. Mishum Eva, Avo Midaraisa Chosi, Minatoire is Chosi. Al Koponim, the Taisis Yishonim, he asks, Amir de Kekashe, the Taisis Yishonim asks, how did Abaye say Pshat in the Baraisa? Abaye said Pshat in the Baraisa, that the Emerson, a Mishuch Mechome, he wears Shmoyne Begodim. No, Midrabonin doesn't wear Shmoyne Begodim, Mishum Eva. Now, you'll ask me, Akash, why he doesn't wear a Dalit Begodim? He doesn't wear Dalit Begodim because he's a Mechusa Begodim. He needs Shmoyne Begodim. Why does he say Malin Bekoidish? He doesn't wear Dalit Begodim because he has to wear Shmoyne Begodim. Why do you have to mention Malin Bekoidish? So Taisva says, it means to say like this, that what happens when he lost the minay of Meshuach Muhammad. Meshuach Muhammad was someone that was able to go out with Muhammad. He was the Meshuach Muhammad. But he became a Zokin. He can't go out now with Muhammad anymore. So Memele, now he's always Meshuach Muhammad. So the Emerson, he's always Meshuach Muhammad. So Memele, now if he's always Meshuach Muhammad, he retired already, but not more. But he's Ois Meshuach Muhammad. So when he's Ois Meshuach Muhammad, so there's no din of Shmoyne Begodim anymore. Because he's Ois Meshuach Muhammad. So now Al Kaponim let him wear Dalit Begodim. Now let him wear that. Now he's not called a Mechusa Begodim. So now there's a din Malam Bekaidish Vulay Meridin. But since he used to wear Shmoyne Begodim, I mean, Atayr used to wear Shmoyne Begodim, so Memele now we won't let him wear Dalit Begodim, al Tudin of Malim Bekoidish. That means if he's now Meshuach Mechome, so al Mechusa Begodim, he doesn't wear Abba Begodim. But after he became Ois Meshuach Mechome, then al Malim Bekoidish, he doesn't wear Dalit Begodim. Omale, so Memele we found for Drabdimi. Omale Rav Ade Bar Abba Lerove. So what are you telling me? You're telling me as follows. Mi keradin ha-meshuach mechome wear shmoyne begodim. No, the reason this Tanis says he doesn't wear shmoyne begodim is because al tzeiva. He says, v'hai tana, I found a tana de lesle eiva. He doesn't hold of the sinyan of sinin. He holds the wearing of shmoyne begodim by another koyin won't create a sinin. V'hafal pikim loika meshamesh. He's not meshamesh We learned Abaraisa as follows. Dvorim shebein koyin godol v'koyin hedyot. What are the differences between a koyin godol and a koyin hedyot? One of the differences are par koyin mashiach, Rashi is moichik this, upar abo al kol ha-mitzvahs. That's what par abo al kol ha-mitzvahs means, that a koyin mashiach, if he did an aveire, which a yochid would bring a chatos, so he brings a par. That's par habor kol mitzvus is par koyin ha-mashiach. Yeah. So memele, a koyin godol who was nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha, if he was choyte in a chayve krisis, he brings a par. Everyone else brings a soya, a kisba, a seira. So that's the first chilek. The Kohen Gadol brings a par bo kalo mitzvahs, and the Kohen Hedyot brings a seira. One nafkamina. U par Yom HaKippurim. The Kohen Gadol brings a par for Yom HaKippurim. He brings an ayel also, the Taisi Shonim says. A par Yom HaKippurim. Va'asir es ha'ifa. Kohen Gadol brings every day asir es ha'ifa.
Loi peireya, kohen gadol is also to be megadol peram, the loi peirem. Also, he doesn't tear his begodim. Avo peirem ulamat milamat, he's permitted to tear the begodim milamato, vahedit milamailo. Na kohen hedit is peirem begodov milamailo. Ve'ein metamo lekreivo, and a kohen gadol is not metamo lekreivo. Umetzuva la psula. Is mitzuva ala psula, muzar ala amonim, umachzer es haritzeach, and if he dies, the ritzeach comes back from the Yerim Miklot. Umachriv oinon, a kohen gadol is machriv oinon, veinei oichol, but he's not permitted to eat when he's in oinon. Veinei chaylik, and also, the day that he's in oinon, he doesn't take a chaylik to eat at night. We'll see in Rashi, a kohen who's roi to eat, he's chaylik. Bekotchim. A kohen that's not roi to eat, he's not chelik bekotchim. But no, he's chelik beroish during the year when he's not a noinon, he has the priority to take the first chelik. Umakrib chelik beroish, and he has the priority to be makrib first. Umishamish bishmoine kelim, upotra al tumas migdash vikadosh, b'chol avayd yishem ekipul hameinim ksheiris ala boi. This is a kohen hamashiach, that he was became kohen gadol to shemen hamishcha. The kulanai hagois and the braisa continues, and all these halachas apply b'merubah b'godim. A kohen who became kohen gadol through ribui b'godim, so that's also, those who said in kohen gadol, and all these halachas apply. Chutz mi par habo al kol ha-mitzvahs, but the par kohen ha-mashiach is only a kohen gadol who became kohen gadol through mashiach shemen ha-mishra. He became kohen gadol through ribui b'godim. There's no din of Parka in HaMashiach. V'kulen noy hagois v'mishuach sho'ova. All these kain godul dikalochis also apply v'mishuach sho'ova. That means a kain godul who became nivsal yaymeki purim. And there was someone else, mafrishin kain ache tachtov. So this kain ache, if he did the avoidim, in Yom HaKippurim, the first one became Pasul Tomei, so these halachas apply to Moshe as a din kohen gadol. The kulon ha'agis mishuach sho'ova chutz mipar Yom HaKippurim v'asiras eifa. But next year, he won't bring a par himself. He won't bring asiras eifa. The kohen gadol became tzarik kosher. So maybe next year, the kohen gadol will do it. But all the other halachas are kohen mishuach sho'ova has. Ve'kulon einoy agoyz b'mishuach mulchomem. And all these halachas do not apply by a mishuach mulchomem. Chutz mi'chamish edvorm ha'murim b'parsha. Loi peireya, he's not megadol pera, v'loi peirem. He's not permitted to be peireya begodov, v'metamo v'kroivov, v'metzuba ala psula, muzra ala mona. Now, a kohen mishuach mulchomem is a machlokes tanoim u'marzer es haritzeach, k'divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds if he dies, the haritzeach will come back from the Yerim Miklot. Now let us see, what is the kash? We had a large beraisa. The beraisa differentiated between a kohen gadol and a kohen hedyot. Then the beraisa said, a kohen mishuach sho'ovar, a kohen that did avoid on Yom HaKippurim, he's like a kohen gadol, gabi ol halachis, besides asiras eifa and par yom kippurim. He's like a kohen gadol. So see, a kohen mishuach sho'ova is meshamish b'shmoyne begodim. Is meshamish b'shmoyne begodim. I eva. So we see this tana does not hold of eva. If we see, because a kohen mishuach sho'ova, he says the only difference between him and the kohen gadol is the gabi. Asiris Eifon Pa Yom HaKippurim. But Rabbi, all other loches, they have the same loches. So you see, a kohen mishuach is meshamish b'shmeinu begodim. So we see this Tana is not chayish la'eva. Afal pikein, the Tana says that a kohen mishuach mechome is not meshamish b'shmeinu begodim. So you see, klol, and he doesn't know the veiva. So you see, klol, not like Abdimi. And for the Gemara, so the Gemara says, no, the Tana also holds a veiva. He says it matters. Is the kohen mishuach sho'ova? So he's equivalent. He's equal to the kohen gadol. He also did avoid the Yom HaKippurim. So Mamel, there's no Eva. He realizes he's a contemporary of his. So Mamel, there's no Eva. Mashenkin, the Koyin, Meshuach, Muhammad, that is the second Madrega, lower Madrega. He should wear Shemayin, the Begodim, that could bring Eva. So Mamel, so still no Kasha and Rabdimi, could be Minatoire, Meshuach, Muhammad, wear Shemayin, the Begodim, Mida Rabbonon, he doesn't Mishem Eva. Let us see Rashi. The last lay Eva, so Rashi says, the lay Chayish Leiva, this is a Tano, it's not Chayish Leiva. The lay come Mishamish, become the lay Mishamish, Mishuach Mulchama, Bishmainev. From this Tano we see, even though he doesn't hold the Inyan of Eva, Afal Pikain, he holds that a Mishuach Mulchama is not Mishamish, Bishmainev God. Pa'kein Mashiach legasinit. Hein parabol kol ha-mitzvahs. Kein Mashiach shechoto behelam dovo. Va'osa dovo shechayovn al zdoinei koris. Maybe par. That's par. Abol kol ha-mitzvahs. Ha-hedit maybe kisboi siro kishar yochet shebi Yisrael. Va'asire sa'ifo shebechol yoyim kedavsiv ha-kein ha-mashiach tachto mibonav yasa oiso. So this is dafke the kain godo loy peireya roishe legado seyo machmas avelus milamato his peirim milamato shipule begodo the bottom of the begodim veinim metama lekriva vavol hedid metama loisin amurim beparsha umetzuve al absule and his metzuve al absule baasei. Now Rashi the Rashi says metzuve al absule baasei. Taisi Shishonim says, Umitzuva la psula la fuki ba'ula, de lava bo mechlal asay, asay. Now, Dachsach Mir, there's a machlekes between Rashi and the Taisi Shishonim. The Ramban ala Teire says as follows, and the posik, ki imsula me'amo of yikach isha, amon agrusha zoinab chalos eila la yikach, then it says, Kim Isha Bivsuleha Yikach. Azoi Shteitin Posse. So the Ramban explains, Kim Sula Ma'amov Yikach Isha is a lava bo mechlalasei. Then it says the Isurim. That means he's not allowed to take a bula. Kim Sula, and then it says, Amon Negrusha Zainab Cholosela Yikach. Then it says, Isha Bivsuleha Yikach, this is a mitzvah asei. So that means there's an iser asay and there's a mitzvah asay, two different things. If a person that a kohen gadol, if he wants to get married, there's a mitzvah on him to marry a psula. He has a kiyum, a mitzvah of marrying a psula. If he married a bula, he's ivan a lavabo machlal asay. But they're two different things. One is an iser asay, one is a kiyum asay. And the Ramban brings the raya from this beraisa. Mitzuva ala psula umuzer ala amone. That's what it means. There's a mitzvah to marry a psula. There's an issa to marry an amone. That's the chayim shat and rashi. Mitzuva ala psula be'esei. Somehow the Taisa Shishonim Dachsim learned that there's no mitzvah sasei. It's only a lava bomachlal asei. I need two psukim on this vesech nishvok upon him. That's Dachsim shat and the Taisa Shishonim. Umuzer ala amone belav. Umarzer zeretzeach b'misosoi. Umakrib oinom d'chsiva min amigdosh lo yeitzei k'deprishes berikame. Deine oichel kloim afopi shuhu cholok min ahedit unyin hakrove. He's different than an ahedit that legabi hakrove is permitted to be makrib even though he is an oinom. Shavu hu loy linyin achila, but legabi achila is not permitted to eat. Not only is not allowed to eat by day, he's not allowed to be choylik lachila to eat at night when he's oisayna. Shetaber aninus. Tabrinim bezvachim perik tful yoyim. Aroi lachila choylik. Shein evoi lachila einei choylik. Only a person who's roi to eat now has schusei chaluke. Umakriv chaylik barosh mefayrish beperek kamen upotar atumas migdosh bahiri esnaf kolom mikro beperek basre vekulach masnise mefarish lahosam. Then it said further, amerube begodim is the same aloche kayhanim gdoilim sheshimshu miyoyim shenigna shemen amishchosh loyoyilem kune gdoila ela baribi begodim. They have the same aloche like a kayhan meshuach chutz mipar habo ala mitzvahs. The Moshiach Sivbei. There it says, Moshiach, that he was Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcha. Dr. Rashi, wafel gavt gabi esire saifo nami Moshiach siv? Is Rabbi nami merube begodim mi vahakoyen beteres koinim. There is a ribui from vahakoyen that afilo merube begodim also brings esire saifo. Aber koyen dechsiv gabi par haboa kol amitzvis itzich legufei. Kedisani beteres koinim Moshiach yochul zemelech tamoloi mahakoyen. So there we needed legufe. So there by par habor kol mitzvahs it's only noyig by a kohen mashiach. Vekulon vayhagois b'mashuach sheova kigoyim emir apsul b'kohen gadol. If apsul occurred with the kohen gadol minu achar tachto v'lachas man chozar horishin lavaydosoi. Ve'ovar zemim shichosoi, kulo nehages boi, chutz mipa yema kipurim v'asire se'eifo, shem choyva kavu, this is a choyva, v'chodo amarachmona de tikrav v'loishtayim. And only one should be nikrav, so therefore that only the kohen gadol is makriv. Ha'amurim beparshe, in the kohen ha'meshuach mechome, only has the inyanim which are amurim beparsha, gabi vakoin agodo meyachid, the osim israbi nami meshuach molchomo, kede mefarish bahiris, masha yutzak, veilein chamisha dvorim, akoin meshuach has five inyanim. Loi peireya, ve loi peirim, veine metama lekroivim, umetsuva la psula, muzra la mone, avoloi makrivoinam. He's not permitted to be makrivoinam, vava gav dorsi behi parshasi, ברסני בהירי יש יוכל יעקבוין אין תמלוי מאולוב ולוי על חברי. ומאחזיר עשרי צייח, הכהן משוח מוחמז מאחזיר צייח, כדיבר רב יהודה, דמה בלוי מסכס מקס. מקרוי, ופליגי רבונן עלי, רבונן הודר, הכהן משוח מוחמז נא מאחזיר צייח. אבל אלמה הייתה נלס ליהי, ונא let's get back to the cash. We see this time that there's that hold בכלל דנין הווי. מי דקטוני כולו נהגס במשוח שעובר, זה משמש בחס בגודם. המשוח שעובר, איז משמש בחס בגודם. ואפילו אוכי משוח מולחום אולוי, דקטוני כולו מי נהגס במשוח מולחום. זה לגמור אין צדנו, יוסו את זה ואיבה, אבל קילס לי איבה בדרך הבוסי. Contemporary of his, משוח שעובר גודל הויה כמו יסוי, so there's no איבה over there. Let us see Taisvis. The Kulan Nehagois b'Meshuach Sheova. Tema. This Nan b'Perik Elohein Agoylem. Umaisilei b'Sanhedrin v'Shper Kohen Gadol. Ahoyre Kohen Gadol. Someone killed a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol Shehorek Ein Yoytzei Misham Lo'ilum. He does not leave the Ari Mikla. Ma'ay lo yehoda b'misas Meshuach Sheova. Af l'rabono, who hold the Meshuach Sheova is Machzir Zareitzeya. Oy Meshuach Mulchome, l'Rabbi Yehuda, shkam hei Machzir an Areitzeya. B'shemo yesh loyme, the Kohen Gadol Iker. That means that even though there be koyach to be Machzir, that's fact if there's no Kohen Gadol. But if there is a Kohen Gadol, so then the criteria is v'stutu with the Kohen Gadol. V'kivin da'ave Kohen Gadol b'shah she'orak, lo yehoda b'misis hani, oi b'misis Kohen Gadol achar she'imidu tachto. V'ho diktoni d'marzirin ha'ritzeich, ha'ina k'goin lo yehave Kohen Gadol b'shah she'orak. If there wasn't a Kohen Gadol, if there wasn't a Kohen Gadol, so then this is a din Kohen that is marzir ha'ritzeich. But there was a Kohen Gadol, so they become bottled the Gabi the Kohen Gadol, so they don't ever did a Kohen Gadol, Arsus or Etzeich. Inami Adiktoni and Yoitzi Misham Loilam Kohen Gadol, I have a Meshuach Shalom Meshuach Mohammed. Maybe you make an Akimte. If there wasn't a Meshuach Mohammed, there would Takabi Choyza with a Shuach Mohammed. Zog the Gemara weiter. Yosef Rabbi Abo, the while we had though, Hanagei Alonu, we had a member of Rav Dimi, that Rav Dimi said that a Meshuach Mulchama is Leivish Shmeine Begodim. Yosef Rabbi Abo v'koma lo loho Shmeito Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi said this b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. And this was said, this Rabbi Abo said, Adrinu Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi la'payu. So Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi turned around their faces. That means they turned away from him. They did not face him. That means, in other words, they disagreed with him. He said, Rabbi Yochanan holds that he wears Shemayna Begodim. They disagreed with him. The Kvoidei, they didn't tell him anything, but they disagreed with him. Iki Damri, the one who said over this Memra B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Omro, Vadrinu Rabbam in Rabbasi Lapai. The story was with Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Maskif lo rapope, so rapope est akash and ike da amri. Bishloime Rabbi Abo, if Rabbi Abo said it over, mishem yikore de bei kesa. So they had their cheretz for Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo was a very influential person. He had a shaykhis with the government. He was close to the government. You have to know how to handle with such a person. They held, it was not true what he was saying. They held Rabbi Yochanan never had said that he wears shmeine begodim. But to tell them point blank that Rabbi Yochanan never said this, they also didn't want to say it. To agree with him, they also didn't want to agree with him. So they did it in a very edel life, and they turned around. He took the hint. Elo Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, but if your tongue Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said it, let them tell him, Rocha Bitraktana. Why do you have to turn around? Tell him Rabbi Yochanan never said it. So what does that mean? So the Gemara slugs up the Ikedamri. So Kochoch, the one who said over this Memre, was not Rav Abo. Well, it was Rav Abo. It couldn't be Rav Chiya Bar Abba, because Rav Chiya Bar Abba, they would have told him point blank, it is not true. Let us see Rashi. Lohosh maite dechiyosi Rav Dimi, adrinu lapayu kloima aloi omro Rav Yechene. Rabbi Abo, Choshev Hoi Bebeis HaMelech, Kedmini Meseches Chagige, Nusuponim, Kegein Rabbi Abo, Bekeisa, Psan Hedrin HaMimrin, the Navki HaMosad, the Bekeisa, Lapei, but Mashru Lady used to sing when he went out, when he came back, they used to go towards him. But if it would be Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Neimru Lei Meimer, Behedye, Lei Omro Rabbi Yochanan. So Sarai, the one who said this over was Rabbi Abo. Zegt de Gemara weiter. Omar, ki osa Rovin, when Rovin came, and Rovin did say over a member b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, and he said that the Meshuach Mulchoma wears Shmoyne Begodim, but he said one word. Ki osa Rovin, Omar nishal itmar. That means Rabbi Yochanan had said, Rabbi Yochanan had said that a Meshuach Mulchoma that was Nishal Be'urim V'tumim, so Bishas is Nishal Be'urim V'tumim, he wears Shmoyne Begodim. That Rabbi Yochanan said. That means Rovin said B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Meshuach Mulchoma wears Shmoyne Begodim, but not L'Shoreis Ba'Avoide. When he does the Avoide, he wears Dalet Begodim. But there was a member that in Meshuach Mulchoma wears Shemayin Begodim. You know when he wears? When he's Nishal. When he's Nishal, he's being asked on the Ashayla, on the Yurim Betumim, so then he wears Shemayin Begodim. Let us see Rashi. Ki osa Robin Omar, lav mishamish behem itmar, ela Nishal behem itmar. Begodim shekoyin godvul mishamish behem, the Shmoyne Begodim that a Kohen Gadol is Meshamish, Meshuach Mulchoma, Nishal, Ksheyoytze LeMulchoma, when he goes out LeMulchoma, V'Nishal Burim V'Tumim, Shamelach Nishaloi Ben. The Melech asks him Ben Shailah, so then he puts on the Shmoyne Begodim. Tanya Nami Hochi, Begodim She Kohen Gadol Meshamish Ben, Meshuach Mulchoma, Nishal Ben. So this Baraisa holds that a Meshuach Mulchoma really, Bishar Shimush wears Dalet Begodim, or Bishar Shaila wears Shmoyne Begodim. Chazanish in Hayri is Taina, so our Kochav, there's a Machloikis, we had a Baraisa before, that the Baraisa said that he doesn't wear Shmoyne Begodim, and he doesn't wear Abo Begodim. Abo Begodim is the most of Mishamalim Bekodish. Now, this Baraisa Kochach is Chaylik on the previous Baraisa. Because if we hold that he's only Nishal Bahem, so he should zicha wear Bishas Avoide Dalet Begodim. So Kochach, the previous Baraisa Taka holds like Rav Dimi, that is takamika din b'shash shimush he wears shmeine begodim. So then there's a din of malam b'kodesh. Tano rabbonon. Keitzad shoyalim. How did they ask the urim b'tumim? Hashoyel ponov klape nishal. The shoyel was facing the nishal. He was facing the kohen gadol, the meshuach mochomer. V'hanishal, and the nishal ponov klape shchine. The nishal was facing the shchine. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Hashoyel melech oyov bezn, ponov klape nishal, klape kohen. When he asked the shoyel, he was facing the kohen. And the nishal klape shchine. So what's a klape shchine? Klape urim v'tumim. His complete gaze and concentration was looking at the urim v'tumim. B'shem ha-mefeiresh shebisoich ha-choshen. It's very unclear. The Gemara says nishal klape shchine. He was facing the shchine. Rashi says urim v'tumim. B'shem ha-mefeiresh shebisoich ha-choshen. I mean, that could very well be that that's how the urim v'tumim worked, because there was a shame amafeirish a b'seich ha-choshen. But why the Gemara calls it shchine, beisach nisht. I mean, could be it's called shchine because there was a hisgalus alakus when the shaila was answered. But it's very unclear. Klape shchine, klape urim v'tumim, v'shem amafeirish a b'seich ha-choshen.